You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's going on, you guys? It is Kristen Cavallari. Welcome to another episode of Let's Be Honest. Okay, so yeah, I've been in the news a lot. I have a lot to talk about, and we're going to get honest. But today I have a really special guest. I'm going to be honest. I don't know a lot about theater, okay? I was a reality TV star. I wasn't really a theater kid. But I have Leah Michelle here, and we're going to get into all the dirty deeds.
Thank you so much for having me on. You never watched Glee? I was a TV star, too.
You were a TV star. Yeah, you were, girl. I'm sorry. I never got into Glee.
That's okay.
I didn't really watch TV. I was like hanging out at the beach.
TV. Yeah, I used to watch all your shows.
No, you didn't.
No, I really did. We would watch them like backstage sometimes, even at Spring Awakening. We loved those shows.
Stop it. Yeah. You saw me get into fights with Steven?
Oh my God. I loved your relationship with Steven. It was like so iconic. Toxic.
I know. It really was. But I'm a toxic queen.
So am I.
Yeah, we love being toxic. It is kind of iconic to be toxic.
Congrats to you on everything you're doing. You're really doing so many things right now, like your podcast, and you have a show. And
thank you so much.
Really, it's so admirable to see. Like,
and I have a brand called Uncommon James. I'm busy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So crazy.
Yeah, well, my show is coming out. It's been out. You should be watching it. It's called Honestly Cavallari, the headline tour. It's just my life behind the scenes because I went on tour and I did my podcast.
Do you love that? Do you love the cameras always being around, like backstage and on stage with you? And
honestly, I don't. But it's just people love to see me on their TV. They're always like, Kristen, we want more Kristen. And I'm like, okay. So what about you?
And it's like, we need to make money. So
exactly.
Hello.
Exactly. I hate to say it, but I like money. I used to date a football player. I mean, we're divorced.
I like money too.
I mean, yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Whoever says they don't, you're lying. You're lying. But yeah, so what are you working on right now?
Well, I just went to the Tony Awards on Sunday to support my dear friend, Jonathan Groff. He was nominated for Best Actor in a Musical, and he was so amazing watching him sing. He's in a show called Just in Time, and he plays Bobby Darin, and it was really just one of the best performances I've seen in my entire life.
You're a lot. What? Stop it.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot. I've even performed on the Tonys. He was so incredible. And then we just held hands and squeezed each other the whole night.
Oh my God. Intimate. That's hot.
I was there with my husband, but he knows my relationship with Jonathan is more important. So
if I wanted to say, I'm not a cheater, but like, if you need to have other close relationships, you should do it. You know what I mean?
It's friends are the most important family you'll ever have. So
ain't that the truth? You guys know my best friend, Justin Anderson. He's a hairstylist. We just hang out. We bop around the town and then we drink tequila. It's a really good relationship.
Do you guys take each other's clothes off or?
Not really. I mean, when there's enough tequila, nothing's off limits. No, I'm kidding. I'm a mother. Are you a mom?
I have two kids.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's just so rewarding, but it's also like so hard because, you know, I'm going back to Broadway.
Yeah.
It's such a demanding schedule. I'm going to be in Chess on Broadway fall of 2025 or 2026. Soon.
Sometime in the fall. Whatever it is. I don't even know what day it is.
I'm just so excited, you know, but it's 8 shows a week. It's so much on the body. And, you know, my kids are so young. Like, they don't even know, like, mommy's a star, but I am. So I can't wait to be back, you know?
I complain about my reality TV schedule shooting, but you guys have it way harder.
We do. And we also, you know, we have to sing.
And you have to sing? Like, are you guys serious? I would never. I just have really nice tits. I got lifted 4 times.
4 times?
Yeah. I just got them lifted again. And I was just on Watch Weapons Live and I was showing my titties off, obviously. Doing what I do best.
I don't know if I've done. I should do mine.
Girl, lift them.
Yeah.
Lift them. That's what I always say. You can't go high enough. The higher, the better to God, you know?
That's how I feel about the notes I sing. The higher, higher, the better, you know?
Exactly. Like notes, like tits. Yeah, I got my tits lifted and everybody just thinks that I got another boob job, but
people thought I did when I was in Funny Girl, but I didn't. It was a corset. So corsets really give you that shape, you know, and they really do wonders for you. Like the olden days before people got surgery.
You got to have a corset. Where do you live these days?
The Hamptons.
Iconic.
I mean, I have a place in the city and I have a place in Los Angeles. And so I live in a couple different places. How about you?
I'm in Nashville. Yeehaw. I'm a Nashville girl.
Nashville.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Nashville's cool.
It is really cool, but I travel all over the world. I'm kind of a jet setter. And I was just on tour, so now I'm having a little bit more of a chill vibe because I have three kids, so I need to be home, you know?
I was trying to think of music from Nashville, but I can't think of anyone specifically. What's your favorite type of music? Maybe I could give you a little
number. Of a mix. I love Posty. I'm a Posty girl.
Who?
Post Malone.
I don't know.
Jelly Roll. Benson Booner.
How about Barbara Streisand?
Who? Who is that?
People who need people are the...
Keep singing, Leah. Leah, don't stop singing, you dirty whore.
Luckiest people in the world. Don't tell me not to live.
Oh my God, girl, you scared me.
Have you ever seen Funny Girl? Oh my God.
She's your voice is so nice. I sound like a dying cat, and you have the softest, nicest voice ever.
Mama who bore me, mama who gave me. Do you know that? Name that show. This is a fun game. Name that show.
Name that tune. I'm going to go with Your Body is a Wonderland.
No, Spring Awakening on Broadway. Mama, the weeping. No, still doesn't ring a bell. It was actually a hit song.
Mama. Amazing. I mean, I love everything about that. Listen, speaking of, I got to get back to Nashville. You've got to get back on the Broadway tour. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Let's Be Honest. See you guys back here next week. I'll have another special guest.
And let's be honest. I'll send you tickets to my next show because I think we're friends now.
Just kidding. Please do.
We're friends now.
Yeah, obviously. I love you. Bye, queen.
I love you. Bye.